from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Cap or no cap? Do it every Thursday right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And speaking of Sports Radio 610, don't forget August 19th, a week from Monday, we'll be having our new look.
New show. Who this?
New show. We got the the email officially in-house today. So be here.
Dang, I look pretty.
You look really pretty. You look really pretty. I won't say who it is. On the air, you will find out. We'll let you know.
No, I'm just playing.
But I'll just say this: Figgy's going to have some competition for the best hair in the building.
Uh oh.
You think, Chris?
Nah.
Going to have some competition,
man,
for the best hair in the building.
I doubt it.
All right, cap or no cap? Are they telling us a big fib, or are they telling us the truth? You got that drop, Chris?
Titus is good.
Titus is good. So Titus Howard went down. The whole carted off, not carted off. Nobody cares about that anymore. But he did get injured. He did miss the ensuing practice. He's not playing tomorrow night.
Jonathan Alexander, it's funny. This is the first time I heard this, but mm-hmm. He mentioned concussion. Possibly.
He said it's something with his, we would assume concussion.
Yeah, allegedly.
But, yeah, something with his head, he said.
Yeah, so, I had no idea what it was. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody said anything.
No, so. We haven't heard a damn thing. So, play it one more time.
Titus is good.
Cap or no cap?
I'm going to say no cap. Knowing what it was probably a head injury,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of, I guess, treated it like a head injury. I'm going to say no cap. I feel like Titus is good. He'll be good week one.
Yeah.
No cap. I trust D'Amico.
Mm-hmm.
And no way D'Amico lies to us, right?
Oh, no way. Ever. Ever.
Of course not.
I'm actually going to say no cap too, but only based on what you said, Figgy. Like, he may not play in the preseason now. If it's a head injury?
Yeah.
They may just say, all right, that's something that we can't mess around with. We'll see you September 8th. But I think he's going to be there September 8th.
Yeah.
All right. Cap or no cap? So earlier this week, Joe Espada was giving updates on McCullers and Verlander and, the whole nine yards, you know. And he said this about Lance McCullers. Quote, everything is moving in the right direction. Now, keep in mind, it was as he was announcing that Lance McCullers is going to miss a second consecutive entire season. Cap or no cap?
Capity cap, cap, cap.
Cap, man.
That is cap, man. That.
Everything is moving in the right direction. Oh, by the way, he's not going to play for two straight years.
Yeah. And look, I get you got to say something positive. You can't. Like, I never heard a coach or manager say, mm-hmm. yeah, it's not looking good at all, and never really said anything positive.
Yeah.
But come on, man. We got to call it how it is now.
I like when you say capity, cap, cap, cap.
Yeah, nah, that is cap.
All right, cap or no cap. NCAA came down big time on Michigan, and I don't think they're out of the woods yet, because the head coach deleted Sean Moore deleted 52 text messages from Connor Stallions, who was involved and in a disguise on the sideline of an opponent, trying to get whatever information he could, all under the watch of Jim Harbaugh. The NCAA investigated and said, "We're gonna, you know, give you a penalty for 4 years, a no cause penalty, and basically you're out. And if you ever come back to college football, you are not going to participate." And this was the word they used, in anything. Like, you're not going to participate. So Jim Harbaugh stood up there. He was asked about it. He stood up there and said, you know, nice and loud with his chest out, "I didn't know anything about it. I was not involved. I am only here coincidentally after winning a national championship in L.A. With the Chargers now." Cap or no cap, he denied anything and everything.
Cap. Cap, that brother is capping.
Cap, come on, man. Cap.
Come on, man. You took off out of town, man.
Yeah.
You was first thing smoking out of there, man. he was doing something.
Not only is it cap, but he's known for wearing that cap nice and low.
Yeah.
He's always wearing that cap nice and low over his forehead. Yeah, that's cap. All right, so I want you to hear this audio first, because this is one that I got a couple questions on, too. Cap or no cap, Shaquille O'Neal.
I have a confession. I've never watched a Seinfeld show.
Not a single episode? Not a single clip?
No.
Wow.
You should be ashamed of yourself. I watched two.
The ones you were in?
I only did one.
Okay, so because you watched one more than you
were in. Yeah, we separated business and friendship.
What white shows, comedy shows, have you watched?
Well, growing up, I used to watch Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley's and Little Rascals. Those were my only white shows.
Well, you know why he didn't watch the shows? I can tell you why he didn't watch.
I would love to know why.
I didn't watch shows either. We both were working. He was playing basketball, and when these shows come out at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, we're working. I've been working every night since 1979.
Have you watched an episode of Friends?
No, never.
All right.
I like how he said he named those three shows and said, "Those are my only white shows."
I don't know about that. Cap or no cap, he's never seen. I think by accident you'll see us an episode of Seinfeld or Friends.
I don't think so. I don't think he's capping right here, man. I'm gonna say no cap. I just feel like, to me, it took me to actually sit down and turn on Seinfeld to actually watch an episode.
Yeah.
Because usually when I see it on, I'm like, nope. I just move on or change the channel.
Chris?
No cap. I've never either. I've never watched
it. You've never watched a Seinfeld?
Nope.
No, I know it's an older, it's from the 90s, so it's older now. But like I said, by accident, like it's on and you watch it or you're flipping. It's always on somewhere.
If it's on, I turn it off or watch something else.
Yeah, to me, that's like saying, like me, I never watched the episode of MASH.
Yeah.
I don't like MASH.
That's a much older.
Yeah. I don't even like the damn theme song.
Yeah.
The theme song creaks me out. But I'm going to say no cap. I got a couple shows like that where I'm like, I've never seen that show before.
I'm going to say cap on this. I think that's just Shaq being funny or whatever. But I do have a couple of questions.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What is like a wildly popular show, like everybody's talking about it, that you've never watched a single episode?
Right now?
Ever.
Or ever?
Yeah.
I would, I'm going to take Game of Thrones out of it because I actually tried. I got it to like five episodes.
And you
got to
be into that genre.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. But as far as like sitcoms, I never watched the episode of Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheers used to always come on in reruns.
Yeah.
But it used to always come on. I was never into Cheers, man.
Mm-hmm. I did love Cheers.
Mine, you know, Power.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Power. I've never seen, and it's not that I don't want to see it. I just never got in time to, like, watch it. But, yeah, that's one show that I've never seen and never really, like, oh, let me go watch it right now or anything like that.
There's a couple of shows that I never watched when they were out, like, being, you know, week to week. But I watched them in reruns and watched every episode. Like, I want to say Friends was like counter to Seinfeld in the time frame. Maybe not. It was counter to, right?
It was in the 90s too, yeah.
Yeah, so I never really watched Friends while it was being released, but I watched every episode after.
Yeah, I honestly.
Same thing with Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, I never watched those shows. Mm-hmm. I think I watched one episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, but Friends, my wife is a big fan of Friends.
Mm-hmm.
So by default, I was watching some of them, but I was never a Friends guy. I never liked that show. I never seen an episode of Curb.
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, I know you like Curb. I never seen it. And it's not that I don't like it. It's just I'm so far behind where I'm just too
I'm glad you said that because then there's some.
To it.
Yeah, there are some.
Because it's still going.
There are some shows that you never really got into for whatever reason and you never watched. And then there's like a point of no return where like, I guess I'm out. Like, I'll give you a good example. I have never, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, I've never watched a single episode of The Wire, which some people say is maybe the greatest show, one of the greatest shows in history. But I kind of reached the point where it's like years have gone by. I never saw a single episode, so I guess I'm out on that
one. And sometimes the shows be, you know, especially that show was made in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So it looked kind of old. It don't look as fresh as newer shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, I would understand how hard it is to get into it, but I actually went back a couple years ago and watched it for the first time.
You watched The Wire.
I finished the whole season. It was good. Yeah, it was
No, it's
good.
Supposed to be great.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be great, but are there any shows like sort of the statute of limitations passed and you're just like, well, I'm not going to watch that one. Even though you maybe want to, like The Wire, it sounds like it's right in my wheelhouse. Like it's one of those shows that I would really, really like. Kind of like Your Honor or something.
Yeah, to me, I know a lot of people compare these two, but The Wire and The Sopranos.
Yeah.
I think it's similar. I think it's really similar, just different, just a different setting. Because The Wire is, they take place in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, so I think it's a very realistic show because Chris brought up Power and Power is not realistic at all.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of shoot 'em up, bang, bang and stuff that don't really relate at all. But I think somebody actually wrote a book about The Wire and how it kind of explained everything about the show. And I think it's a good show. I think you should check on it.
The show that I try to get into and like kind of just stop because it's just so much. The X-Files. I don't know if y'all heard of The X-Files.
I watched it a little bit. It's not my thing.
And it's just like, I tried, and it's just like, I got to a certain point, like mid-season one, and I just completely stopped because just like, oh, it's so many shows.
Was it the new one or the original
one? The original one. The original one. The ones that's on Hulu.
I tried to watch it. I used to watch it as a kid because we used to all, when I was younger, I used to think it was kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I tried to watch it as a grown man. I'm like, what is this crap?
Yeah.
I'm like, it just looked kind of ridiculous. I know those characters are legendary characters.
Yeah.
But, and the theme song is legendary, but I'm just like, man, how is somebody watching this stuff about aliens?
That's how I am. Well, like I said, that stuff is not really my thing, you know, sort of the science sci-fi stuff. But I saw this in the theater. And I'm a little bit embarrassed to say this. I thought it was all right. But everybody's like, oh, it's the best. It's so good. It's Academy Awards. Even I was saying that, you know, I could see where it would win some Academy Awards. But Barbie, I was like,
sure. I thought you seen that.
I did.
Oh, okay.
No, I said I did see it, but this is kind of a little offshoot. Okay. Like, I thought it was okay. Mm. But everybody like going over the top. And I could see where it would win some awards because just the characters and the build up and everything like that. People were like, go over the top on Barbie, and I'm like, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I'm right there with you, actually.
Yeah.
I went and saw it with my girlfriend, and she was just like, oh, this is so good.
Oh my god.
She was crying a little bit, and then like I was just like, well, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was good, but it's not like, oh my god, I need to go watch it again.
Yo, and people will watch it like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, no. I'm fine.
Well, I'm good on that.
From the 832, somebody said 53-year-old black man never watched The Simpsons. No cap.
Now that's almost crazy. Impossible.
Yeah, that's
cap,
crazy. Man,
that's cap.
You think that's cap?
That's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
I think that's cap.
Especially as a kid too.
It's been on for 35 years or more.
It's older than me.
Yeah.
I think it came out in like the late 88, 87, something crazy. It's older than me.
That is almost impossible.
And as a kid,
first episode, December 17th, 1989.
That's crazy. I was 1 year old.
I wasn't even born, y'all.
That is crazy. Like, dog, like me being a kid mm-hmm. with no cable, that was the only cartoon you going to get.
Yeah.
I used to watch that one. And I don't know if you remember Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch that. I think it was like CW. I can't remember. But yeah.
I watched that with my kids. Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle. No Simpsons?
Dang, that's crazy. Come on, man. That's kind of impressive.
Because it's crossed over. It's mainstream. It's kids. It's adults, etc. Somebody said, Lopez, what about Breaking Bad? I did watch Breaking Bad. It did take me like 5 years, 4 or 5 years to start watching The Sopranos. And I think it's one of the greatest there's ever been. I just got to the party late on that.
Yeah, I got to the party late too. And I actually didn't finish it. I need to catch up on it. But that was one of those shows I didn't really catch either till late.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.